But my mother had a, pricked her finger on a bougainvillea thorn. We were talking about bougainvillea and the thorns, and it got infected, and they had to take her to Jacksonville. She had to have the finger taken off, and pretty nearly lost her arm up to her elbow from that infection. Probably went so long, you see, having to take her to Jacksonville there, so they had to ride up on the train. That was either an overnight or all day ride. And she was in the hospital up there with drains in her arm for a long time. And even up to the time when I was in boarding school, no, I guess it was after I went to Boston. That would have been 1916-17. Dad had to have an operation, and they took him to Jacksonville. So, I think they've improved a great deal from that standpoint. But he was, Uncle Dick was the only doctor in the area, and he covered a, well, he practiced medicine in Miami before he came up here. And then he came up here. He was the only doctor anywhere here for many years. And it was the doctor came. And I don't know whether there was any other doctor before that or not.
Do you remember, like, what were the main things were that he treated?
Just general things, I guess, that people had. He was just a general practitioner, and he could do some surgery, and mm-hmm. He had had his training. He went to Antioch College. That's in Ohio, I think, isn't it? And graduated there, and then he went into training, at least he went in with a doctor in a hospital in Cincinnati and worked with him. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what he... Now it's called internship, and I think he had worked with him some before. He got quite a bit of training with him, and he practiced in Cincinnati before he came down here. I've got some of his ledgers, and they're right interesting. Some people paid in money, and some paid in whatever they had that they could pay with. And they didn't pay much, some of them.
Yeah, one of my, I guess it's my grandfather, my father's father, had been a doctor. Mm-hmm. It was the same sort of thing. People paid with what they had. Yeah.
And I think it was the same way after he came down here, probably. They paid him off in chickens or eggs or meat or vegetables or whatever they had that they could if they didn't have the money to. And probably it was just as welcome as money would have been. Because if you can't get supplies, money's no good.
That's true. Did you remember ever having, like, diseases where, you know, a person would turn yellow? Anything like that?
No.
Do you know what that disease is called? Or is referred to?
Oh, I used to know. No, I don't.
All right.
Can't tell you.
What about, like, when you get blisters on your throat? Sort of like a, I don't know, I guess a virus or something, when you get blisters on your throat?
Oh, I had at one time, well, I had measles and whooping cough. They, like all the children did.
Yeah.
And I had them both practically together. And I had a light case of scarlatina, they call it. Light case of scarlet fever. The doctor called it scarlatina. And they tried to tell me I'd have to wear, in cool weather, I'd have to wear long sleeve, long legged underwear and keep my chest covered up. I haven't worn any yet, so I guess I came through that all right.
Yeah.